He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the September 24th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today live from historic San Antonio, Texas. Guess what the number one tourist attraction is in the entire state of Texas? It is the Alamo. And yes, we did visit the Alamo yesterday. Well, the market is not remembering the Alamo today. We're down a little bit, but nothing really to worry about. Tough way to start a new week, however. The Dow is down 114 points this morning. That works out to 0.4%. But let's not forget, the Dow hit a new all-time high last week. We're at 26,629. The S&P 500 is down just over 8 points. That puts it at 2,921, very close to its all-time high. It is down 0.3% this morning. The NASDAQ is down 16 points today. It's making a little bit of a comeback. It was down more than that a bit ago. The NASDAQ is back below 8,000. It's at 7,970. It's down just 0.2%. The Russell 2000 is just barely underwater, down 2 points to 1701. Crude oil having a very good day. As I look out over the San Antonio skyline, I see some refineries in the distance spewing something into the air. Crude oil is up $1.36 this morning to 72.14. And that all-important 10-year yield is at 3.08. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, as we head east, young man. That is the direction we are headed. We are in Alamo country. In San Antonio, I'm looking out over the dome, the stadium where the San Antonio Spurs play, one of the great franchises, sports franchises of all time. I see refineries off in the distance. Heavy clouds today in San Antonio. Well, the market's got a few clouds today. They called off the China talks. That's what had the market all excited last week. Hong Kong down 1.6% overnight. If you were up all night watching the markets, you saw Hong Kong down 1.6. India, which got smashed on Friday, not sure why. I got to look into that. I was really shocked at the sell-off in the Indian market on Friday. India's down 1.34%. And, of course, our market's down about 0.3%, 0.4%. I think you could probably blame it most on the canceling of the trade talks. China has canceled planned trade discussions with the U.S. following this week's announcement. Actually, it's last week's announcement of new U.S. tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods. China had previously planned to send Vice Premier Liu He to trade talks in D.C. next week, and a mid-level delegation to pave the way for Liu's trip, according to the report. But for now, it's off. And in the meantime, the latest tariffs between the U.S. and China have gone into effect today. You may see higher prices at a few stores today. We'll talk about that in a moment. The duties include U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, including internet-connected devices and vacuum cleaners. Uh-oh. Not a good day to buy a new vacuum cleaner, along with retaliation to the order of tariffs by Beijing on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, including liquefied natural gas, LNG, and some types of aircraft. So not a good day to buy some type of aircraft. Talks have broken down with no date set for a follow-up. The Trump administration has indicated that they'd like to dig in, but of course it takes two to tango. Now, in the meantime, with those tariffs taking effect today, here are the retailers that are warning on higher prices from tariffs. They'll have to pass these on to you, the consumer. Large retail chains such as Walmart, Target, and JCPenney say prices on many products will go up as U.S. tariffs on China go into effect today. Well, you know, we're kind of China's supermarket, aren't we? And Walmart, Target, JCPenney, three of the biggest. It's disappointing that despite the voices of those impacted, the administration continues to advance harmful tariff policies that threaten to weaken the U.S. economy, said the National Retail Federation's Matthew Shea on the issue. You know, I have seen a lot of the retail stocks kind of lose their luster here over the last couple of weeks. This could be one reason. In fact, retail sector analysts warn that items in certain categories could see a 20% increase in prices based off what has happened in the washing and drying machine industry. They went up 20% in the earlier round of tariffs. On the flip side, retail giants have been working on mitigation strategies and are likely to have stockpiled some key products and components in anticipation of the tariff impact. Some chains like Dollar General, Dollar Tree, there's one on every corner here in Texas, are seen as having very limited tariff exposure. So I guess you sell Target, you sell JCPenney, you sell Walmart, you buy Dollar Tree, Dollar General, which seem to be pretty much unaffected. Well, and of course, let's not forget that if all of a sudden the consumers start to feel the pinch, we've got an election coming up in November, and that could have some impact there. Let's not forget we still have an issue in Turkey. The Turkish lira is climbing today amid optimism for U.S. pastor release. The Turkish lira up 1.4%. Turkish authorities are indicating that an American pastor that's been detained in Turkey on terrorism charges could be released next month. The lira has fallen 39% against the U.S. dollar amid economic woes and tensions with the U.S. over its detention of Andrew Brunson. Well, his next appearance in court marked this date, October 12th. This is when he could be released. Man, who's watching the bond market? Woo, did it take a bath last week. And today we've got the 10-year at 3.08%. I've been reporting on the massive outflow of bond funds, money leaving bond funds. One of the most popular municipal bond ETF saw another huge outflow last week. There's $9.7 billion in the iShares National Muni Bond ETF. The symbol is MUB. Let's see how MUB is doing today. MUB is, oh, that's a horrible chart. MUB saw an outflow of nearly $108 million on Thursday. This is the largest one-day exit since $131 million was pulled back in January of 2017. The shakiness comes as long-term interest rates broke out. Yes, they did. I showed that in my newsletter to the upside last week. Don't say I didn't warn you, with the 10-year Treasury yield jumping to 3.07. And of course, today is 3.08. And guess what? More bad news for the bond market. The FOMC will meet next week. That's the Federal Open Market Committee, otherwise known as the Fed. They're expected to hike short-term rates by another 25 basis points. Oh, ouch. Are you exposed to the bond market? If you are, I would say, why? Come see my workshop in Atlanta at the end of next month. 4 weeks. 4 weeks from now, we'll be in Atlanta. But the newsletter every week, the radio show every day has warned, and warned even some more about the treacherous bond market. And if you're still in it, you got to ask your advisor why. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, broadcasting live from San Antonio, Texas, doing a remote broadcast. Today, the bond market continues to get taken apart. We're at 3.08 now. Remember last week, Gundlach, Jeffrey Gundlach of Double Line, who's kind of the bond guru of today, he was predicting 6% on the 10-year by the next presidential election, which is just over 2 years out. That would be something if that were to happen. That would just decimate the bond market. And I would have to say at some point that would spread to the stock market. But another way you can look at all of this is that money leaving the bond market is going to Dow-type stocks with dividends. And we saw that big time last week. The Dow had a massive week, and in fact, my headline in my newsletter over the weekend was Industrial Strength Move, and there was. That was the move last week. It was in the industrial companies. One, on hopes for renewed China talks, which are now off, and two, I think the industrials are on the receiving end of money leaving the bond market. Well, Brent crude, I am in the land of crude here in Texas, San Antonio. I see some refineries out on the horizon, but we'll be entering, we're headed towards Houston and beyond to Lafayette, Louisiana, working from my traveling office today. Brent crude oil spikes to a fresh four-year high near $81 per barrel. Now, that's Brent crude. The West Texas crude here is down around $71 per barrel, but that's the highest level in 4 years with Brent crude, and that's because the Saudi Arabians and the Russians in collusion with each other to hold back on further increases in production, despite calls from President Trump for OPEC to lower prices. Well, the OPEC folks got together in Algiers on Sunday. OPEC said it's satisfied. Well, I guess they are, with four-year highs in oil. They want oil to go higher. They don't want it to go lower. They claim that currently the markets are adequately supplied. Well, Apple, what do you think of this news? I find this kind of interesting myself. A couple of stories here on Apple today. We know that Apple is going after the streaming business. So, you know, the rumor that was always out there that Netflix would just continue to have more competition and eventually Apple would join in on the streaming business. Well, it's true. Apple announced that they will be taking a conservative approach with their push into streaming entertainment. They'll be seeking high-quality shows with big names and wide appeal, but without gratuitous sex, profanity, or violence. Tim Cook reportedly spiked a show about hip-hop artist Dr. Dre's life because it featured drug use, sex, and violence, the three things that he doesn't want in their streaming service, sending a clear message to Hollywood that Apple does not want shows that could taint its brand image. Well, Amazon and Netflix, they don't seem to care because their shows are full of that kind of stuff. Now, here's the other news on Apple. Gadget repair firm iFixit is out with its teardown of the iPhone XS and XS Max. I haven't gotten mine yet, but they confirm Qualcomm is missing. You see, they deconstruct an Apple iPhone, and they look at the gadgets inside and the chips and the parts and the pieces and the ingredients and who they're coming from. Qualcomm is missing from the supplier list, which isn't a surprise since Qualcomm and Apple are involved in a lengthy legal battle over royalty payments. But the component suppliers that were included, Micron, which hasn't been doing well lately. I'm not a fan of Micron stock. Taiwan Semiconductor is in the new Apple. I own Taiwan Semiconductor in my growth and income portfolio. Broadcom parts are in there. Skyworks parts are in there. NXP Semiconductors are in there. Cypress Semiconductor, Texas Instruments, and STM Electronics. That's the supply chain supplying the parts and the pieces to the new iPhone. Well, let's see what else. We have some deals today. You know, the app, every day I check, I've even gone a little further. I check the A-plus momentum stocks every day. That's about 100 or so. These are the strongest stocks out of my database of 5,100. But I've also been checking the A momentum recently, and I have another screen that tells me the ones that have moved up the most in momentum. And I'll start to add those to my app here in the coming weeks. But I've noticed some unusual activity in Pandora, the symbol P. Not a stock that I've ever had much interest in because they have a hard time making money. I use the product. Oh, I listen to my Phil Lesh and Friends channel a lot and other channels. I listen to all kinds of different channels, including Fred Astaire, believe it or not. Well, SiriusXM announced today that they're buying Pandora in a $3.5 billion deal. Now, you can't tell me, it's been my experience over the years, that you see this unusual activity in stocks leading up to an announcement. Nobody's supposed to know about these deals that are being made. In fact, it's against the law to have insider information. Just ask poor Martha Stewart. Well, there has been unusual activity in Pandora recently, I'm here to report. And today, SiriusXM has agreed to purchase Pandora in an all-stock deal valued at about $3.5 billion. So you won't get cashed out if you own Pandora. You're going to receive shares in Sirius, which also merged with XM. Remember when there were two satellite stations? Now, Pandora is not up that much right now because Sirius is down a serious 6.3% today. So if you're getting shares of Sirius in exchange for your Pandora, you're seeing a drop in the stock today. Interesting. Anyway, another one bites the dust. Another merger and acquisition takes place. There's more mergers, more acquisitions, and some of my best stocks now on the move today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there's a little bit of deal making taking place here today. I've got a Best Stocks Now that's hitting a new high today that I'll talk about here in a moment. But there's a deal in the gold mining sector, a sector that I have not been involved in for quite some time. It continues to be a lagging asset class, and the gold mining stocks continue to do horribly. And a lot of times during tough times in an industry, you do see mergers and acquisitions. They're trying to save money. They're trying to keep strong during tough times. Well, you're seeing Barrick Gold, which is one of the biggest gold miners in the world. Barrick is a $13 billion company headquartered in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They are buying Rand Gold today. And Rand Gold is up a little bit here. Let's take a look. G-O-L-D. Rand Gold is up 6.6%. It's a $6.4 billion company. So, you know, this will be a $25 billion, I would say, largest gold miner in the world. And when gold does come back in favor at some point in time, and I do believe it will, if Peter Schiff can live that long, gold will be a good investment at some point in time. But you need a dollar crashing, and you need some inflation, and we haven't seen either one of those. So I continue to have no exposure. Now, that's been the results of the ranking of my asset classes every day in my app. To me, that's one of the most valuable screens to look at on a weekly basis, is the ranking of the asset classes. Isn't that much better than being an asset allocator? Okay, so I have 33 different asset classes. An asset allocator would say, well, let's have some of number 1, and let's have some of number 14, and some of number 22, and let's have a smattering of number 33 in there. Well, if you average those all out, you're going to be somewhere right in the middle, which equals mediocre. If there's 33 asset classes and the ranking of your portfolio comes in at number 15 when you average out your exposure, isn't that mediocre, being right smack dab in the middle? I think it is. I would prefer to be in the leading asset classes, which continue to be very narrow, but that's where all of the returns are coming from in the market this year. And if you're not tracking the asset classes, if you're in an asset allocation instead, which pays no attention to what's going on in the world of interest rates, the world of inflation, the world of trade disputes, etc., the world of monetary policy, the world of central banks, etc., all of these play into helping determine the leading asset classes now. That's right at the front of my newsletter every single week. If you're not getting my newsletter, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Oh, look at this. Some new biotechs going public today. Here's an $86 million IPO. Okay, that's a micro cap. I continue to warn, although the biotech sector seems to be doing just fine right now. There seems to be plenty of appetite for initial public offerings, and there seems to be enough appetite right now for secondary public offerings when the initial money runs out. I continue to say that all these little biotechs that are going public, this is not going to end well. And there are some inverse biotech ETFs, inverse, that will go up when the biotech sector comes unraveled at some point in time. Today we've got Malvern, Pennsylvania-based biopharmaceutical firm, Phase Bio. They're looking to develop treatments for orphan diseases with initial focus on the cardiopulmonary space. Well, I wish them the best of luck. I really do. But when there's hundreds of biotechs, I'd have to see a number of how many have gone public. I've never seen anything like this in my life. It's not going to end. Well, there's another one, Cybone, out of Santa Clarita, California. They have filed a preliminary prospectus for a $98 million IPO. This medical device company has developed a minimally invasive surgical implant system, iFuse, to treat lower back pain caused by sacroiliac joint dysfunction by fusing together the sacroiliac joint. So there's two more biotech-related life science companies coming to the market today with initial public offerings. I continue to warn about the biotech sector, but we're still in a bull market. We still have the wind at our back. There's still appetite for risk right now. And biotech obviously represents all of that. But when there's not appetite for risk, this will be the first one, one of the first ones that gets regurgitated, the biotech sector. Well, the FANG stocks continue to be under pressure, particularly the social media stocks. I warned that the government will be coming after these companies, that regulations will increase. And I X'd out all my exposure to the social media stocks. The White House has drafted a text of proposed executive orders for President Trump. That means one stroke of the pen, and this would trigger an antitrust investigation into Google and Facebook. Ouch. All right, let's see how Google is responding today to this news. Well, it's not too scared. It's down $7 per share, or 0.5%. And Facebook, which probably under the most pressure of all, is actually up 0.6% today. But I see that as a shot across the bow. Tech giants also face a Commerce Department hearing. The U.S. Commerce Department will host a hearing on privacy this Wednesday. The hearing comes as privacy crackdowns in Europe and California, a leader in activism, drive lawmakers to consider federal regulations. And, of course, the companies involved here, AT&T, who owns Yahoo, Amazon, who's getting more and more into social media, advertising, etc., Google, Twitter, Charter Communications, Apple, and Facebook. So going after them for privacy. Another story on AMD out today. Let's see how AMD is doing. AMD, which I own in my Premier Growth portfolio. Ooh, it's having a very nice day. Ooh, I like that. It's up 2.8% today. It's been one of the most talked about stocks. In fact, I sent in an article last weekend, a week ago this Saturday, to Seeking Alpha. They turned my article down. Oh, well, they said, we've got plenty of articles on AMD. We don't need another one. Turned my article down. Well, that tells you something about the fervor surrounding AMD right now. A company that has lagged its peers for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, kind of like the Cleveland Browns, right? All of a sudden being the league champions and the dominant franchise and the, monopoly like the Yankees or the New England Patriots, who did lose over the weekend to Detroit. Never mind that. RBC starts AMD. Listen to this at outperform. Okay. $40 target price, but wait a minute. Stock's at $31.80. I'd be happy if it goes to $40. They say it has upside to $60. Now, this is the one that I agree with most. I've seen a lot of revisions upwards to target prices recently on AMD. And most of those revisions upwards have been in the $40 area. But I'm looking out further than that, and I can see 60 way out there on the horizon. And now I got someone that agrees with me. RBC presents AMD bull case. Well, I've got a best stock now hitting new all-time highs today. Who is it? We'll feature that stock, that company, when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as we broadcast live, a remote broadcast from San Antonio, Texas, home of the Alamo. Well, before I get to my my featured stock of the day, we got to get to the pot stocks, okay? We do have news today. Let's see how they're doing overall. MJ is the sector. It's down a little bit today. Tilray, which seems to be the face right now of the pot stocks, Tilray, which hit $300 on last week after going public at, what, $17 just a few months ago. I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend, I said, you know, these stocks that go public, IPO, they normally go public fully priced. Don't you think that the underwriters and the insiders that are selling their stock in an IPO are trying to get the highest price possible? So Tilray went public at $17 a share in July, actually. And it roared up to $300 per share. So if it was supposedly fully valued at $17, what is it at $300? Well, today it's back down. It's down 6.7%, trading huge volume, 6 million shares so far. It's traded as many as 15 million shares, probably will by the end of the day. Tilray is down 6.7% today to 114.84 after hitting 300. I hate to be the guy that bought it clear up at 300. Now we've got a few new players in the pot business. First, we got to check on the other blue chip marijuana company, which would be Canopy Growth. That would be the one, you know, that seems to have some serious connections. Tilray does too. But there's not any earnings yet. Remember this, Canopy Growth is up 1.8%. There's a new player, a new shooter in town, XON in Trenton. XON, add that to your pot. Sector, that one is exploding to the upside on this news. Now, last week, they were a DNA gene program company using a suite of proprietary and complementary technology for a variety of end markets. This week, they are announcing progress in developing a microbial platform to produce cannabinoids for medical use. The company says it has engineered a yeast strain to produce low-cost, robust, and consistent cannabinoid outputs through fermentation, adding that it has scaled the process and achieved teachers close to commercially viable products at a production cost of less than $1,000 per kilogram. Now, I don't know what the price is lately. I haven't been to my local dispensary ever, but they have now got production costs of cannabinoids down to less than $1,000 per kilogram. What's that symbol again? XON. That's your pot stock of the day, up 29% on the news. And one last one here, Tetra Biopharma, TBPMF, announces that the first clinical trial of its kind in evaluating the safety and efficacy of different doses and ratios of cannabis oils versus placebos will be completed later this autumn. All right, featured stock of the day, a stock hitting a new all-time high today. It has nothing to do with marijuana, at least not now. And in fact, Philip Morris announced over the weekend that they have no interest in cannabis. They said they've got enough problem trying to wean people off of smoking into other products. And they have no interest. I don't know if Abbott Labs will ever have any interest, but Abbott Labs is my featured stock of the day. It's ranked number 136. Out of 5,018, it currently has a dividend yield of 1.6%. I own it in my growth and income portfolio. You know, you're not going to double your money in Abbott Labs in the next 3 weeks, but it's been a stellar performer over the years. It's been a stalwart, and it's been a good defensive stock. If you go back to the bear market of 08, when the market was down 38.5%, Abbott was only down 4.4% that year. That's an important stat. That's in the app. And over the last 12 months, Abbott is up 37%, while the market's up 17%. It gets a performance grade of B+. It gets a momentum grade of A-, which should improve after today's big spike upwards on big volume, stock breaking out to new all-time highs. From a valuation point of view, it's a 12% grower. It's got a PEG ratio of 1.72. I have a five-year target price of 114 on the shares, and the stock is currently at $71.44. That is quite a breakout. In fact, I just sent out a stock twit on stocktwits.com that so far that's the breakout of the day. It and that other one, XON. I haven't looked at that many stocks here today, maybe 100. I still got 5,000 to go, but those two stand out right now. Abbott Labs is a stock that I own in my best stocks now growth and income portfolio. It's ranked at number 136 out of 5,018. Well, we continue to head east back towards Charleston. I've got a graduation to go to on Thursday as one of my son-in-laws. He graduates from Army Officer Training School in Columbia, Georgia. The kid lost 75 pounds. Before that, went through rigorous training and has qualified. He will get his diploma on Thursday in Columbus, Georgia. And then he's on to Fort Sill, Oklahoma for artillery training. So congratulations to a fine young man. And we'll be at that graduation on Thursday. I'll be managing money all day long today. Can't wait. I'm already underway. If you'd like for me to manage your portfolios, you know, have us look at your current portfolio, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.